It wasn't South Georgia.
No, it was Georgia Normal. And you went to a teacher, took a teacher's course after you finished high school.
Uh-huh.
Took a teacher's course.
For the 2 years.
And then when I finished that, well, then I started teaching.
And did you get a certificate?
Yeah, I got a certificate.
What about a test after you finished those courses? You could then teach. You didn't have to have any kind of teacher's exam or did you take
any? Yeah, I had, you had to stand examination with the, county school superintendent. You had to go and stand a test there before you taught.
Well, now, did you specialize in any field teaching or would you just then teach all grades?
No, I didn't specialize in any. They didn't have no special that time. I taught the fourth grade out in Coffee County, my first school.
About what year was that?
1918.
That was right around the war, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Well, by then they had their grades divided up.
Yeah,
that must have been a large school.
Yeah, that was a large school. It was still a school out in Coffee County, and they had four teachers at that time. And the fourth grade was one of the largest grades. Had more pupils in it.
So that's why you just had the fourth grade?
I had the fourth grade, yeah. It had the most pupils in it.
How many years did you teach?
I taught there 2 years. And then I taught 4 years in Jeff Davis. I taught 2 years before married, and then after married, I taught 2 more years.
What school was it in Jeff Davis?
Yeah, it was a country school. It was Union, back out on the Bell Telephone Road.
Uh-huh. And then you taught 2 years after you married?
Yeah, I taught 2 years after me. And then I was substitute teacher after they consolidated the schools,
uh-huh.
And that school went to Denton. And so then they asked me to be a substitute teacher for them.
Mm-hmm.
And I did for 1 year after that. But I quit. I didn't.
Well, you had children.
I had one daughter.
Let's see. What about your husband? How far did he go to?
Well, he went about the 7th grade. I don't think he went any further than the 7th grade.
And did you have what about your mother and father? How far did they go in school?
Well, I don't think that they didn't go very far. I mean, say about the 5th or 6th grade, about as high as they went.
But of course, that would have been back in...
What, 1800s? Yeah, that's been in the
1800s. About, when was your mother born?
She was born in 1883.
Mm-hmm. What did your father do for a living?
Well, he was a farmer and raised stock.
What did he raise?
Cows and hogs. Of course, it was different from what the way they raise them now. He owned a big, a lot of swamp land next to the Ottumwa River, and they just went wild out there, you know.
Did he keep them penned?
No, he didn't keep them penned. He just go down and get them whenever he wanted to put some in the field. And the cows were the same way. They got a lot of, there was a lot of growth in there. And they would get their livelihood there until the winter came, and then he would have to feed them. And we grew a lot of cotton, and he'd have the cotton seed. They had a mill here that they took the oil out of them, and then he got the hulls and the meal, and he'd take it back home, and then they mixed that and fed the cows during the winter.